Okay. We here now. Is this thing on? Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. You're now tuned in to the most innovative and the most creative show on the planet. It's called the B-Side, goddammit. And I am your man, Casino Roulette. Look here, in case you don't know, this is season 4, episode 37. I'm Danny Glover, and this the Lethal Weapon. So tell a friend to tell a friend to check on in. Go ahead and like, share, and comment. It don't cost nothing to like and share. Show us some love, man. We put our heart and soul into this.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight. If I could speak from the heart, that'd be cool. Too much male bravado and ego. Not enough peace and love and understanding. Nowadays, when he asked what was going on. I got a question. If a tree fell in the forest and nobody was there to hear it, would that tree still make a sound? Would it? If a tree fell in the forest and nobody was there to hear it, would that tree still make a sound? You know what I'm talking about? That's one of the main questions. Sound. No matter what happens, it'll always be around. And that's what this show focuses on. Sound. Whether it be the sound that's coming out of my mouth or the sound that's being played through the music. Sound. No matter what, it'll always be around. You're now tuned in to the most innovative and the most creative show on the planet. It's called the B-Side, goddammit. And I am your man, Casino Roulette. That's CA$INORoulette. Look, this is a Thursday, man, a Dolo Solo Thursday. And listen, I'm so into doing what I do. You know, I interrupt what I'm doing just to do what I do. But that's my dedication. And, you know, somebody told me something today. They said, see, one thing about you, man, when you start to do something, you don't stop. You keep going. Shout out to my bro, Mar. He hit me up the other day and he was like, you know, actually, he sent me a text, right? And in the text, it was a gospel song. And I can't remember the name of the song verbatim, but in the song, the topic was asking, you know, the topic was saying, I'm okay. And he sent me the text and he said, hey, bro, I love you. So I'm listening to the song and I'm thinking something is going on with my partner. So I hit my partner immediately instead of texting back. And I'm like, what's up, bro? You good? He was like, yeah, man, I'm good, man. He was like, I was just letting you know, man, I love you, man. He was like, because, you know, I know your story, bro. He was like, you know, me and you, we linked up behind the wall. But since we came home, he was like, you done been through a lot, bro. You done been shot up. You done been through the near fatal car accident. And yet and still, you keep pushing. He said, that shows how strong you is. He said, and bro, I got to admit, I admire that, man. And I just want you to know I love you. And I'm all right inside. And I know you all right because I see it. And I said, bro, you know what, man? I appreciate that. Because nowadays, as men, we don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, we look at each other and we dap each other, whatever, and we keep on going. But we don't send, you know what I'm saying, messages or verbally communicate how much we admire one another or how much we, you know, got love for one another. And that ain't no, you know what I'm saying, no crazy level. It's just on a respect level. And see, this is some of the things, and that's one of the main things that we got to get back in our community, in our culture, is respect for one another. Because we don't have it. And not having it, it shows the detriment of the things that we are going through today. So I wanted to start it off with a little bit of the poem, but I'm going to end the show with the full poem. So y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to keep this thing moving real fast. But look, I just wanted to come in and tell y'all some things about what I seen. And be on the lookout, man. I'm about to buy a whole lot of new equipment. I'm about to upgrade this thing like you wouldn't believe. So y'all stay tuned, man. Stay tuned. The best is yet to come on the B-side. You're going to see this thing transform so crazy. And when it transforms, you're going to see and hear new people on the show. I'm working behind the scenes on some things. So y'all just bear with me. This right here, we're not stay the same. I promise you that. So look, I want to get into the news right quick, because y'all know me, man. I'm not trying to hold y'all. I'm coming in and out like a robbery. You feel me? So this is the news that you can use if you're an independent artist, an entrepreneur, or a wantrepreneur, and you're just trying to build your brand. This right here is what we call Vault Talk. So listen, let's get into some Vault Talk, man, because we're going to move this thing fast. I was talking to somebody today, and you wouldn't believe what's going on this app, but I got to tell y'all the news about it first. TikTok to be banned on government and educational institution devices in U.S. state of Florida. Serious Vault Talk. Now, why do I say it's serious Vault Talk? For the simple fact of, man, listen, it's going down in a major way and they ain't trying to play. Why do I say it's going down in a major way and they ain't trying to play? Look, this thing right here with Ron DeSantis and all these other people, man, I'm trying to find out, is it freezing or is it just me? And if it's freezing, why is it just me? Well, it don't matter. We're going to keep moving, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in and tapping in. Whether you catch it live or if you catch it on the rerun, we appreciate y'all for tapping in. But look, getting into the news, because this right here was crazy when I seen it and I knew somebody was losing money. And when you lose money, it ain't never, ever funny. So look, check it. TikTok will be banned on public service devices in Florida schools effectively July the 1st. This is after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that bans TikTok and other applications from foreign countries of concern on government and educational institution devices in that state. Now, on Tuesday, May the 9th, 2 days ago, DeSantis signed 3 bills into law in a bid to stop the influence of the Chinese Communist Party, as he said in a social media post that same day. Now, the legislation includes prohibiting land purchases by the CCP, preventing the CCP from influencing the state's education system, and blocking access to CCP-linked apps on government and educational institution services and devices. Now, DeSantis claimed the 3 bills are the strongest legislation in the nation to date to counteract the influence of the United States' greatest economic, strategic, and security threat, which is the Chinese Communist Party. Now, the governor first proposed banning TikTok on state and local government devices in February, citing the app ties to the Chinese government. Now, the latest action extends the previously set ban on the use of TikTok in universities in Florida. Last month, the state university system of Board of Governors banned TikTok and other software applications and developers from the use on university devices due to the continued and increasing landscape of cyber threats. Now, the regulation requires institutions to remove technologies published in the state university system, which is the SUS prohibited technologies list from any university-owned device and to block network traffic associated with these technologies. Chancellor Ray Rodriguez was quoted by CNN as saying in a memo sent to State University President, apart from TikTok, that bans also affected Caspery, Vkontakte, Tencent QQ, WeChat, and any subsidiary or affiliates of ByteDance. So listen, they going hard on TikTok. They just did it in the government, and now they're doing it in the state of Florida and the universities. Listen, if you are on TikTok, you got to notice the changes that's happening right before your eyes. I'm seeing TikTok transform from just being a fun platform, a dancing platform, to a commerce store, to a record store, to damn near, I mean, even a record label, as well as a television network, damn near. So they are trying their hands in overall entertainment from what I'm seeing, as well as e-commerce. And speaking of entertainment and e-commerce when it comes to TikTok, listen, I need y'all to remember, I told y'all Tuesday, shout out to Essentials. They sending me all kind of clothes over on TikTok right now for me to wear, do advertising, I mean, promo, promotions, you name it. So listen, I'm shopping, I'm making content, and they paying me for it. I'm starting to understand how this social media platforms is now turning into an actual job for people that create content. All you gotta do by yourself, reach out to these companies. I'm not understanding why artists are still looking for managers when this game is now opening up to where it's a DIY. Do it yourself. You find your music, I mean, you put your music out, right? You create an audience. Whether it's music, business, brands, or whatever, you put it out, right? You find the audience online. Once you find the audience online and cultivate your audience online, then you start to solicit to your audience, even pandering to your audience, asking them to support you in your endeavors. As they support you in your endeavors, you start to see the change and you start to see the relationship builds between business, brand, whatever you title yourself as, and consumer, supporters, fans, followers, whatever you deem them to be. Okay, from that point, you do it yourself. DIY. You got your brand, you got your business and stuff up and running. You got the people supporting it. Now you start to reach out to more people to support it. Start reach out to other brands for collaborations. Once you start doing that, you start seeing how the money flows back to you. So I'm not understanding why people are still trying to figure, you know, trying to find somebody to do it for them when it's so simple and so easy for you to do it yourself. DIY. That's what this internet is all about. Figure this thing out. And if you haven't figured it out, hit rewind. Go back in time and listen to the B-side. We walk you through this thing step by step, legitimately. And I'm talking about for free. You feel me? So tap in, tune in, because this information, this is something that you can use. But listen, moving right along, because I got a few songs, then I'm gone. After talking that about TikTok, listen, I seen a couple of things over here, and I need y'all to follow me on TikTok. You see where we at? We stuck at that 23,000 mark. I want to move the ball. We've been moving it on the likes, but we haven't moved it on the followers yet. So let's get that thing going, y'all. If you're not following me right now, follow me on TikTok before they ban it in another state in the United States. But look, as I move along, Google trained experimental AI to generate high-fidelity songs from text prompts. Now it's available to the public. Listen, if that right there ain't a bomb dropper, I don't know what it is. Why do I say it's a bomb dropper? For the simple fact of Google experimenting with AI. Now, Google is in touch with the pulse of the internet. Why do I say right in touch with the pulse of the internet? Because anytime you're looking for something, what do? You go search it on Google. And as you search it on Google, it is still the most visited website on the internet for the simple fact of this is what everybody go to. I mean, hell, even when you log on sometimes, it prompts you to Google. So it's the most visited. And being the most visited, it is also in tune with searching. When people search for things, type things, you see what it's saying, you can now find songs and generate fidelity songs from text prompts. So let's get into this information because I want to break it down a little bit for y'all and show y'all what they're talking about. Now, in January, Google unveiled Google unveiled Music LM, an experimental AI tool that can generate high fidelity music from text prompts and humming. The tool is now available for the public to test out. Now, Google explains that the public use level, the tool works by typing in a prompt like soul for jazz for a dinner party. Now, the Music LM model will then create two versions of the requested song for the person inputting the prompt. You can then vote on which one you prefer, which Google says will help improve the AI model. The model was trained on 5 million audio clips, amounting to 280,000 hours of music at 24 gigahertz. Now, at the time of its unveiling back in January, Google released a set of examples of the tool's audio generation abilities from rich captions, the results of which you can listen to online. Google claims that whether you are a professional musician or just starting out, Music LM is an experimental tool that can help you express your own creativity. The company published a behind-the-scenes look at Music LM being used by a sound artist, a Google Arts and Culture artist in residence, and a Google researcher. Google also published a paper in January outlining the research that went into developing the tool. According to Google's researchers, future work may focus on lyrics generation along with the improvement of text conditioning and vocal quality. Another aspect is the modeling of high-level song structure like introduction, verses, and chorus. Now listen, they breaking this whole song structure down for you to be able to communicate to AI to generate the song of your liking. Now, the research paper, which suggests that the Music LM further extends the set of tools that assist humans with creative music tasks, also added that there are several risks associated with our model and the use case it tackles. Now, according to the researchers, amongst those risks are the generated samples will reflect the basis presence in the training data, raising the questions about appropriateness for music generations for cultures underrepresented in the training data, while at the same time also raising concerns about cultural appropriation. Now, another risk highlighted by the paper was the potential misappropriation of creative content. It's more in depth. All you got to do is Google AI usage through Google. But I myself wanted to get, you know, hands on with it. That's the name of the label. That's the name of the brand. That's the motto. But that's also how we move over here. So saying that to say, wanting to be hands on with this AI thing through Google, you already know what I did. I went ahead and put my bid in. And as you can see right here from what they are saying, hey, you are on the waiting list. We'll send an email to stigmataforlife@gmail.com when it's your turn to try AI Test Kitchen. So look, soon as I get it, I'm coming back with it, and I'm going to let y'all know how it's working because I myself want to learn AI for myself. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know the ins and the outs. If there's risk involved, I want to be the one to take the risk so you don't have to. So when I let y'all know what's going on, the same way I do with Vault Talk, you'll know what it is, and you can make your own assumption if you want to use it or not. But I'm head first, just like I was when they was talking about the metaverse. I'm trying to use it all because when it comes down to the public, that means that they got new and better tools to use, and they just giving us the things to play with. So while they giving us stuff to play with, I want to be fully acclimated when they drop down the big things. You know what I'm talking about? When they start talking about that big stuff, I want to be in tune with what they talking about. So saying that to say, yeah, Google, I'm waiting, baby. I'm waiting. Shout out to Usher, man. Shout out to Usher, man. And I want to give a round of applause to the brother, because his name been brought up in a lot of bullshit over the weekend. But today, we got to give this brother his salute. You know what I'm talking about? We got to give this soldier his salute. Salute. And why are we doing that? Let's read. Usher's, yeah, breaks the 1 billion global Spotify streams. That's right. The track featuring Lil Jon hails from Usher's 2004 album Confessions. Now listen, 2004, that's 19 years ago. But you see that? You see this? This is a testament to what I say when I say that good music has no expiration date. The young brother, Usher, is proving that. You feel me? And look at what they are saying. 1 billion global Spotify streams. That's a feat, man. Fresh from the Lovers and Friends Festival held in Vegas, the 8-time Grammy-winning special superstar has hit another milestone. Usher's 2004 smash, Yeah, featuring Lil Jon and Ludacris, has amassed 1 billion global streams on Spotify. The song, hailing from his critically acclaimed album Confession, is a certified club banger that includes an iconic instructional dance routine. The 44-year-old icon credited for bringing forth the A-Town Stomp, the Muscle, the Thunderclap, and Rockaway moves seen in the visual video. Confession is by far one of the greatest albums I've had in my career, said Usher, selling 1.1 million units in its first week. The heartthrob said on the album's 19th anniversary in March. It's the last R&B album to be certified diamond, with over 18 million copies sold in the U.S. and the best-selling album by a black artist in the 21st century. So once again, man, like I say, man, shout out to the because look here, man, that 1 billion feet, my brother, you in a billion club to where a lot of people won't get to, and you deserve your applause, brother. And while we give Usher his applause, this is the perfect segue for me to talk my shit. Man, it's not me talking shit. Y'all know how I get. I'm passionate when I speak. So I'm not talking shit, but I want y'all to know one thing. Listen, the support that we got to give to one another that's doing what they do is a must. We got to support each other because it breaks down in that process. You know what I'm saying? Like when a person starts to become successful, the breakdown happens is that we stop supporting them because we feel like they are successful. So let's continue to support the people that's doing what they're doing passionately. I'm not saying doing what they're doing just to do it. I'm talking about that has passion for what they're doing. So let's continue to support those. And if you see somebody that need help and you can help them, Do that, man, because you might be the only one that will do it. So look, I'm not talking no shit. I just keep it one down while. But salute to Usher once again, man. And that was my little part of me talking my talk. Not talking my shit, but just talking my talk. You feel me? And do me a favor, follow me over on Instagram. We got motion, ladies and gentlemen. This right here says 38.2K. Last I checked, we was at 38.4K. You understand what I'm saying? So that's 200 new followers since we came on Tuesday. You feel me? Like, we are growing. We got motion over on Instagram. And if it keeps up at this rate, in February, we ended February the 14th, we had 29.9 thousand followers on Instagram. And this is May, not even May the 14th yet. So 3 days from now, May the 14th, by then we will have gained 9,000. And if it keep going 100 followers per day like it's been doing, let's say in 3 days, that'll be what? It's already at 4. In 3 days, that'll be 7. I needed to get to 9. But if we get it to 7, that'll be 9,800 followers that I done got since February. So you say February, March, April, May. That's 3 months. So that means 3,000 followers per month, damn near. 3,000 and what? 3,300 or 3,200 and some followers per month? Come on, man. These are real numbers, organic, and they don't get no better than that. Why? Because we figured out our audience. And that's what it's all about, figuring out our audience. Right here, we got love for y'all here on Meta, and y'all not supporting it like y'all supposed to or like y'all used to. I don't know what it is. Maybe y'all got used to it. But nonetheless, this right here is just adding to the legacy. Don't stop, can't stop, won't stop in my puffy voice. You understand what I'm saying? So look, saying all that to say, I'm going to go to a commercial break right quick, and I'm going to come back with some music because we don't play no games. We just clock our coins. So let me get to it, and I'll be right back.
It's Squad DJ. DJ Bank. Zeno. They done let us in, big homie. I'm ready. I know you ready. Okay.
It ain't gonna take long. I told y'all. 30 minutes, I'm in it and I'm out. In and out like a robbery, fellas. You feel me? So we gonna kick this thing off right now. Who can it be?
Miranda tweets, I've had trust issues.
On My Way is the name of the song. Y'all hear, we come through over here on YouTube. On My Way is the name of the song. So let's see what this song sounds like by the artist Redondro Fugate. Redondro Fugate. The name of the song, On My Way. Let's get to it, man. Turn us up, don't turn us down. One if you really rocking with it. Two, if you kind of rocking with it. Three, get it up out of here because you ain't got no place for it. Let's go. Renadro Fugate, On My Way. Let's go. I'm here. I'm not on my way. I'm right here. Let's go. Stay tuned, y'all. We got a lot of guests getting ready to come to the show. I got a lot of people. Shout out to the biggest boss, Rick Ross. I got somebody that's rocking with him on the way. Stay tuned.
You know I'm here to
I promise y'all, I'm going to grow this show. I promise.
Our love won't fade away.
And I just gave y'all a TV.
I need it every day.
That's just a snippet. One, two, three.
Girl, I'm on my
Renato Fugate.
I promise I'ma stay. Will you leave it feel like I'ma stay? Tell me now, baby, what would you say?
One,
no
two,
time to run, no
three.
Game, I'm out. We gon' figure it out anyway. Put the loving all over your face.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna just give you a taste.
All right, here we go.
Girl, I'm on my way. You know I'm here to stay.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. It's got a little vibe to it, you know what I'm saying? Just something slow, something for you to just vibe to. So I'm gonna give him a strong two. Could have been a one if it was really something that I rock with. But it's a whole vibe.
You know I'm here to stay. Our love won't fade away.
Yeah.
I promise I'ma stay.
like I say, that's a whole vibe. And you know what I'm saying? I would have and I could have gave it a one if it was really that type of sound that I'm into. But it's the type of sound that people rocking with today. It's just not my sound. You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving it a strong two. The quality was good. You know what I'm talking about? The sound was great. So if I was judging it on quality and sound, I would have gave it a one. But I'm just doing it off the fact of not something that I rock with, but I'm rocking with it because of, you know, the investment in himself when it comes to the sound itself. But nonetheless, it's a strong two. Renato Fugate, if you really rocking with it and you really trying to get that one, send me something else in. And I'll cue you up for Tuesday, homie, because I really think you got something to say. I just need to hear you say it a little bit louder. That's all. That's it. That's it. But look, check this out. I want to say one thing. Me personally, doing what I do, right? This is my platform. I created this, right? And in the process of creating this platform, my daughter, she loved to do what I do. You understand what I'm saying? So saying that to say, we go live, we create content together. But one thing that I feel like it's time that I did for her, and I think that other people would, you know, support, and I think that other kids would be able to utilize like her. So we got a business endeavor that we're getting ready to start with Khadijah, for Khadijah, and I want y'all to support us, man. Like, I mean, you know, whether you can use it or whether you just want to support it just because it's something new that we are getting ready to do and we bringing it to y'all. So y'all stay tuned. I'm gonna give y'all more of it. I'm gonna bring it, you know, new pieces. We're gonna start, you know, promoting it very soon, but I just wanted to put it out there and announce it right here on the show. Y'all stay tuned because Khadijah got our own business coming real, real soon. But look, going to a commercial, be right back. Got some more music and I'm gone.
It's Squad DJ. Zeno. They done let us in, big homie. I'm ready. I know you ready. Okay.
Marissa Barker. Marissa Barker. Oh. Hold up, man. Hold up. Everything going crazy over here, man. Everything going crazy over here. I don't know what the hell that happened. But this right here is Matt Michigan, man. Let me get this off. Matt Michigan, man. Let's go, man. If you know Matt Michigan, let him know, man. We getting ready to put it down for him right here on the B-side, man. I don't know what that was. I'm up out of here, man. I got to go, man. Matt Michigan. Let's go, man. What's the name of this song? It's called Blicky, featuring Velly Vail, the Introvert. Let's go.
Huh, like I've been ready for it. Just know this year gonna be the year that I'm gonna ball on them. My niggas teed up off the east, ready to drop something. Yeah, I just hit it with the mix and put the sauce on it. I got this other hoe, she lie, but keep it real with me. She keep on asking where I'm at, I'm in the field with it. Your doggy sent a couple tracks, but I ain't listen to it. That nigga say he getting money, but it ain't me fooling. That nigga always on the block with what bag he moving.
I ain't never been the type to even need a bitch. And I ain't never been the type to even greet a bitch. And okay. I ain't never been the type to trip off some money.
Okay.
And I ain't type to let a bitch play me like a dummy.
Okay.
Did you see in my pocket, not a cell phone?
Okay.
It's a tourist, but this bullet get your head gone. That bitch be banging, how you ringing like a Samsung. How the fuck you with some players, but your man's sprung. And how the fuck she looks
Matt
so good
Michigan
with that damn tongue.
And I ain't had no
trying to strip, I had my pants on. And I'm the type to hit a lick and put my man's on.
Yeah, I've been trapping and scamming off the same phone. On the road doing shows, fucking different hoes. Make a bad bitch, bust it open, touch her toes. Ain't no heat up in the trap, so we use the stove.
2, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give it a 2. Wasn't nothing that I heard that made me want to even consider a 1, but it's a strong 2 because it's got its own bop. You know what I'm talking about?
She thinks she's staying the night, but I sent her home.
Persian golf with a bitch with a top off. She official to get job to get my cocks off. Got a plane with a bag about to drop off. Couple dollars still get your noggin knocked off. It ain't for love, I give a dick to get my rocks off. So when look, I was young, I was too noisy to get my rocks off.
That's a strong 2, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Matt Michigan. I know the homie. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's a strong 2. I know you got more music than that, big dog. So just go ahead and send it in to the show if you're trying to get that 1 and we can connect on a different level. But look here, man. I ain't trying to hold y'all. I got to fold y'all, man. Y'all see what it is, man. So much shit jumping off over here to where I can't even control my soul. But look, man, y'all stay tuned. Tuesday, I'll be back with some more music. But look, tomorrow I'm dropping the poem, but we rare premiering it tonight. We dropped it the other day. It didn't catch. I don't know. Some people were saying they don't even see it. And I noticed that the numbers was looking scary. So I want to view it, debut it right here, and then drop it, you know, like I always do with new content anyway. Redo it again. But here's the poem, Sound. Let me know what y'all think about it in the comment section, or just hit me up in the DM if you're rocking with it. This is the new poem, Sound.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight. If I could speak from the heart, that'd be cool. Too much male bravado and ego. Not enough peace and love and understanding. Nowadays got me feeling like Marvin Gaye when he asked what was going on. I got a question. If a tree fell in the forest and nobody was there to hear it, would that tree still make a sound?
Would it?
I say yes. Because no matter what, there'll always be sound.
That's right.
And it could be melodic or psychotic, depending on the creator. Now see, when you talk about creation,
come on.
See, that's spiritual.
Come on.
And that depends on your beliefs.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking religion,
nah,
Muslim,
yeah,
Hebrew, or Christian.
Nah.
I'm talking about what's inside of you.
Yeah.
How you feel.
Huh?
What you believe is real.
Nah. Come on now. Come on now.
You know, those feelings that you get,
yeah,
when you know you on the right path.
That's right.
When you know you made the right decision. See, that feeling right there can't be imitated, emulated, or duplicated.
It can't.
Cause that's natural.
Yeah.
And what's natural will always be around.
Yeah.
Like sound.
That's right.
And that's what we hear about, right? Sound. Thank you. Thank you. But I'm not done yet. Hold up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I'm not done yet. Hold up. Hold up. I want to say one more thing before I get up out of here.